church on a Sunday morning, April
27th.
April the 27th,
yeah.
1980. Say it again.
So help me, Lord.
Right.
We'll give you the praise and the honor. Oh, in Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Vince, welcome. Oh, my brother. Great.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good to be here. I think I was here once before, and I can't get my mind to work just like I want it to. It don't do the things I want it to do. And I remembered some of these churches had a very elderly man. He's up way up in his 80s at that time. That's been several years ago, but I don't know whether this was the place or not, for sure. But it is good to be here, and it's good to see Brother George Baker, I believe that's his name,
yes, that's
and
close.
Sister Baker,
that's close.
And Brother Bill Hawkins, yes. And all of you that I don't know, it's good to see you. And we're going to read some here and starting out.
That's Brother Jewel.
And Brother Jewel, I've met him before. We've got that's not a hard name to remember.
No.
Jewel, you know, that sounds loud to start with. Amen. And praise the Lord. My text is once more a piece apart. I've got it here, and we'll just haul off here and read a little bit to you. Genesis, the first chapter. And it looks like the first verse here. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Well, now, wait a minute. I've got some more scripture here. And the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation, 20th verse. He that testified these things saith, surely I come quickly, amen, even so come Lord Jesus. Dear Lord, we come again this morning. We're as weak as ever, and Lord, we need your hand. There's never a time we don't need you. And we ask you today, Lord, to bless this good pastor. Bless these workers here, Lord. Oh, God, and these people that's labored and carried the load for years. God, give them new zeal and new courage, Lord, to look forward and rejoice that you're soon to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Now, you'll know more about it when I get through, I guess. I will, for sure. They've been preaching me and overworking me, and come away, go somewhere, and then coming back and go to bed midnight, get up early and go somewhere else, maybe. And that don't work too good for an old man, no sir. But we're going to do the best we can, and if we fail, it'll not be the first time. We know about that too. All right. Now, I'm going to preach on the Bible if I can, the Word of God. I think that's something very important. And I'll challenge the known world with all of this learned and latest invention and the minds and people. Oh, they tell us that we come from fish, monkeys, tadpoles. Well, it looks like in this very enlightened day,
yes,
I think it'd speed that up. Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
If it's all, you know, change over so quick. Amen. But of course, if they did that, there'd be more people on the welfare. Amen. A lot of people, their millionth grandfather was a monkey climbing a tree, poor feller. Amen. According to their argument.
Yeah.
But bless God, I didn't come from monkeys.
No. No.
Hallelujah. Amen. No, you didn't.
No.
The Bible is the Bible. The Word of God is the Word of God. I want to say this. Moses was the greatest historian. Lord, he brought her down from the great dawn of history. Amen. The first sunrise. Glory to God, and on back in the ages that we know very little about.
Yes.
Moses braved everything. God gave it to him. And this wonderful book that we're living in now.
Yes.
The Bible tells me and you that heaven and earth can pass away.
That's right.
That's all possible, and will do it.
Uh-huh.
In the sense that it reveals itself. Amen. But he said, my word shall never pass away.
Right.
Now, don't misunderstand me. There'll never be a time that there ain't a heaven. When God takes away the old, he'll replace it with a new one. When he takes away the earth, he'll replace it with a new one.
Uh-huh.
You can walk on virgin soil. Amen. I'm glad today that we do have something. Praise God. That'll stand. Now, Moses. Well, let me preach a little here. On the Mount Sinai, was it? When he went to dedicate the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
He did God did it with thunder and lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Zigzag pace and shook the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Shook the earth around him.
That's right.
He wanted him to know that it was God, not some idol, something that they've made in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God and worshiping animals and things of that kind. Yes, sir. And Moses had been to the burning bush, yes. And he threw down his rod and it become a serpent, and then taking it home become a cane again or a rod. He knew about those things. He'd smote the river of Nile and she turned to blood. He stretched that rod out and the Red Sea parted.
That's right.
He was some kind of a miracle worker. Hallelujah, amen. But wait a minute.
Come on, brother.
Let the thunder and lightning, let God jar the earth and see how you take it.
Amen.
Moses said, I did exceedingly quick and fear when the mighty echoing jars of God's sounding voice begin. And Israel run back and said, Moses, we'll let God talk to you and we'll believe what you tell us about it.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Come on, brother.
Well, now, wait a minute. I ain't going to quit there.
All right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Far. Amen. Echoes and zigzags of lightnings. Glory to God. You know why? They didn't have the perfect sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Therefore, when Jesus went to Calvary, he put out the fires of Sinai.
Yeah,
he ceased her thunders.
Yes, he did.
And we come to Mount Zion.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And when he wrote his law back there, he wrote it on the cold tables of stone.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It was hard for them to visualize it.
Right.
It was hard. For them to understand in the perfect sense, amen.
Right.
Because it is wrote on a cold tables of stone.
Uh-huh.
But bless God, God got him a new writing tablet.
Yeah, but
hey,
come on,
amen. And you can read this without your specs on.
Yeah.
Amen. Read it at midnight. Uh-huh. He wrote it on your heart.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Glory.
Oh, glory to God. Well, now, I wish I could preach this. I'm awful afraid. I ain't going to bring it out as pretty as it is. I'm just scared about it. But I'm going to tell you something. There's something in God's Word. There's something in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
He's the most wonderful, most charming,
wonderful,
far-reaching. When the poets sing about God, he said, oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. They tell of a king that sits on his throne.
Yes.
That's part of them snow.
Why are
they say he smiles, dries all the the sorrows away.
Hallelujah.
Malachi said, when the Son of Righteousness rises with the healing in his wings, glory to God. When the sun rose this morning, there were sick people in hospitals. There's invalids. There's dying people. And there still were dying when it climbed the steep of heaven. But that new earth, bless God, and that Son of Christ rising, going to take away all the sorrows. Oh, glory to God, and going to restore. Hallelujah. We've lost something by being in sin. Amen. The most wonderful thing in all the world is this: to be washed, be cleansed, be purified, be sanctified, live for God, to be filled with His Spirit. That's the most wonderful thing in all the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, now I'm preaching on the Bible, God's landmark. Now, I know fellas has tried to build blockades. They've tried to make new ways, and they've took caverns and slags and dinosaurs' bones and made them a Bible out of it. Amen.
Come on,
you
brother.
Get all the bones you want to get and all the caverns and slags, I'll read the Bible. Amen. Glory to God. You can take the name of Jesus.
Amen, brother.
Glory to God, and stand every devil in the corner.
Hallelujah.
Shake the gates of hell with it. Amen. Save men from their sins. Give them in their lives. Hallelujah. Amen. Give you life. Everlasting. Praise God forever. How many has been healed? You know you have.
Right.
Raise your hand.
Right.
Oh, yes, He's a healer. He'll touch you. Not only that, God's been known to be extra good to people that's fallen. Amen. When it looked like beyond recovering, so help me, if He wouldn't cleanse them, bring them back. Reinstate them. Give them the victory.
Come on.
I don't want to the world.
Glory to God.
I'll find Him a good God.
Yes, sir.
I'll find His word the truth. Amen. The prophets, they prophesied long years ago, before this, the age that we're living ever come into being. It tells us about Ezekiel. It tells about the 38th chapter of Ezekiel. It tells about the North Russia. It tells about those things. It's about to take place now. It will happen. Israel will be spared. You hear me? All the armies of this earth couldn't destroy her. She'll have to put God first.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
And if it don't happen, charge it to me. I'm a saying they can't. And they won't. They'll have plenty of trouble. They don't believe in Jesus Christ. And they're contrary to the law of the gospel. But when God gets through with them, hallelujah, now look on His hands.
Right.
Boom, they're pierced. Wow, yes, He said, I brought you on eagle's wings. That's God's language.
Yes.
Amen, just as sure. Now, God could have sent some kind of a big bird over there. He could have made one like He did the whale. Just swallow Joni. But it wasn't God's plan. He is in a big old bird over there, and all could go on His back.
I lifted him.
But He said, I'll just make a road through the Red Sea. I'll just rain bread on them 40 years. I'll fix their garments that will last 40 years. Their shoes will last 40. Glory to God. I'll bring water out of a flint rock. I'll do wonders with my wonderful hands. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He said, I brought him on eagle's wings. Well, in the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation, there's another woman. Amen. She's got 12 stars on her head. Stands on the moon. Uh-huh. Clothe the sun.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. Clothe with the sun.
Praise God.
Woo!
And beat it all. She's in heaven and she's here on earth.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And you know, when things got critical and the devil got stirred and all of those things, God said, here's your set of wings. Amen. Fly in the wilderness. It's the book.
It's
the word of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. How many times has he come down between you and death?
Yeah, how many?
Right.
When death could have claimed you.
Yes, sir. How many?
And it looked like not long ago.
Right.
Well, I'm still going, still preaching. What I do is preaching.
Uh-huh.
And it looked like it was getting clumsy and so forth. And I didn't know what I was close to.
Uh-huh.
And I went to church. And the man bought three suits of clothes and gave me.
Yeah.
Well, I said, surely I'm going to die down.
Surely.
Yeah,
surely.
But it just left me. Hallelujah. Automatically left. God can touch you.
All right.
He can help you. Give you the victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And to show you that God means to deliver his people in the great Armageddon.
Yeah.
Amen. I believe it's the ninth chapter of the book of Revelation. Amen. There's 200,000, that's 200 millions. And it says in the ninth chapter, he said that it loosed the four angels bound in the river Euphrates for a year and a month and a day and an hour to slay the third part of man. But the 16th chapter says, at the Euphrates rivers dried up, at the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. All of that communist fellers that's against God, he's going to get them in his slaughter pen.
Right.
And destroy them. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Armageddon itself is fought to deliver them.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hold on a minute here.
Yeah.
These will make war of the Lamb.
Uh-huh.
And the Lamb should overcome because he's King of Kings. And he's Lord of Lords.
That's right.
They seem to know.
Yeah.
They marshal their armies.
Uh-huh.
Amen. The tribes of the earth mourns, the 24th chapter said, when they see the sign of his coming.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
They mourn.
Uh-huh.
And weep. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
He's about to come.
Amen.
The end is coming. The world is going to get a shaking.
All right.
The greatest earthquake
that's
ever been known. It's going to be so powerful that there won't be mountains left.
Right.
There won't be isles left.
Right.
Look out here.
Look out.
Katie Barlow. God's moving.
Amen.
Amen. Isaiah said when he rises to shake terribly the earth, when he rises to shake this world. Hallelujah. There'll be a time there ain't no infidels. Amen. Joseph Stalin, Lenin, and all them communist lords will get down their knees and say, I'll pay
for food. Right.
Hallelujah. Every knee will bow.
Every
tongue will confess that he is the Christ
Hallelujah.
To the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, they're acting funny over there in the book of Revelation. They're crying for the rocks and mountains to hide. Great God, have mercy. When men will cry to a dome rock and a mountain and say, fall on me.
Fall on me.
Wow.
Happy.
Let me jump in a chasm.
Yeah.
10 miles deep and I'll go ahead fullest. Amen.
Yes.
Let me hide.
Yes.
Rock of ages.
Come on, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
God.
Praise God.
This book's going to... A lot of people said now, Teddy, they'll explode the bombs some of these days and kill all of us. They won't do it. They won't do it. Might kill me and you, but there'll be some more of them left.
Right.
Amen. He'll end like this book says.
Exactly like it says.
There'll be an Armageddon. The blood will flow. To the horses' bridles.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hear the man from Texas. He's preaching. And I like to read after feller.
Surely.
He just about had me hooked on that. He said, now, them horses, he said, as mentioned there in Ezekiel, he said, they're tanks. Well, I went home and I got my Bible. And there was a fowl eating the horse. And I said, now what kind of fowl will take to eat tanks? Hallelujah. I switched back to the horse. Amen. Wow. Help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Oh, it's sweet. It's honeycomb.
Yep.
It's honey in the rock.
Oh.
A shout in the time of a storm. It's a sword. You can take that and whack the devil over the head. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's your defense. It's your staff. Oh, there's so many things that the Bible comes in so handy for.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now I'm going to throw this in for good measure. And I want to talk like I'm gentle and like I'm not confused Harry or something, and didn't know what I was talking about. And I like good singing. I like good music.
Yes, sir.
But when I see people go to a singing or to church, I like to see them enjoy the singing,
right,
and the music.
Right.
But when they don't want no preaching, it tells me they don't have much God.
That's right.
They're not going to grow in the Spirit of God. They're not like the book.
Right.
Oh, from there, there's strength. And there's power there. Hallelujah. Somebody said he didn't know what there's a doing when there's a shouting. I do. I'm jumping up and down.
Hallelujah.
God.
Come on, Brother Ben.
Praise God. But I can get up and shout today, brother. But that won't help me tomorrow.
Come on, man.
Will you stir my soul with the Word of God?
Yeah, that's it.
Show me.
That's it.
Let me get my hands a hold of the horns of the altar.
Right.
Come on. Wow. Let me love God a little better. Let me treat you better.
Come on, brother.
Thank you. Amen. A lot of fellas puts me in the mind of a big old 13 or 14 year old boy.
Tell us.
Shoving little brothers and sisters around. Get out of my way.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
No, no, no.
You don't do that. You don't do it. It makes you calm. It makes you treat people good.
Hallelujah.
Well, what made me go back there, you think? To the first of the Bible. Well, we'll go back to the state of innocence. God made man innocent.
Yes.
Now, he didn't make him a mean old son.
No, no.
No, sir.
No, no.
No, he didn't grow thorns and thistles from his step on.
No, no.
I don't know whether it's a crooked bush or not. Glory to God. With no storms.
No
frost. No
way. No way.
Water went up in water vegetation.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Sweetest place in the world. I think every once in a while Gabriel dies down. Go through. Maybe about twice a day God would visit the garden.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Prettiest flowers.
Oh, Lord.
That your eyes ever looked upon.
Paradise.
Never. You talk about a flower garden. Let God plant one.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Let God. Amen. Get you here. your flowers and selections. Praise God forever. Amen. Innocence. Didn't have to pray at an altar. Didn't need any sacrifice. Hadn't sinned. Glory to God. You couldn't have made a mistake.
No.
Had no mind to.
No mind to be wrong.
You could have laid your money on the gatepost. Nobody bothered you.
Nobody.
Right. Hallelujah.
The flesh had come alive.
No. Come
Amen.
Hallelujah.
State of innocence.
State of innocence.
God's going to bring us back to that. But wait a minute. We're going to get a bargain in it.
Come on.
I'm going to have immortality.
Immortality.
And I'm going to look like him.
Yes, how about that?
And I'm going to get a new name. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
They'll write down my new name. Uh-huh. Praise God.
How about that?
When I look in the mirror, brother, I'm going to be one of the prettiest things you ever looked at. Hallelujah. Because I've been good, because God's good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
Reach to us, Reverend.
Get down there and look at your shoulders.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Great.
Got the hump out.
Got the hump.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The whole time religion. Got the blessing of God.
Glory.
Amen. Got the hump.
Yes, sir. Righteousness. Glory to God. The devil thought he had it all bottled up. He thought he did. And I'm going to tell you, God had a way out of it.
Yes.
And we're going to get higher. Uh-huh. Wait a minute now. I'm afraid you ain't going to believe this one.
All right.
Amen.
Tell us.
We'll be closer to him than the angels.
What about that?
Yeah.
The angels don't have flesh and bones.
Don't have it.
Jesus has it. We have it.
We got
it. Ain't no angels in the bride.
No.
In the king of the blood.
No.
That's right.
Something wrong somewhere.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
That's wrong.
Some of them millionaires don't pay as much as you work.
No way. No way. You got it.
Oh, God, help me. God, help me. I'm trying to preach.
There you are.
Innocence. Then the conscience says it's going to work out bad. When men live according to their conscience.
Preach
hallelujah.
To me,
oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
sir. And somebody said, oh, too much meat. No, it's not. Bless God. I wouldn't care to stay in a camp meeting every day to have a new speaker. Feel the fire. Jump, couldn't keep his feet on the floor. Bless God. Preach the gospel. Oh, hallelujah. Signs and wonders. Being performed in our midst would be a wonderful way to live the rest of our life. Hallelujah. But he had heard it. He had heard it. He was afraid. He knew he was naked. Tried to hide. Amen. And they had to kill an animal for sacrifice and also for clothing. Amen. I've seen people up in our country. I don't know if it keeps on getting worse for the time to come, like it has the last 10 or 20 years. You'll have to tie some people up, put clothes on.
Come on, preacher.
Conscience age. Forgot God. You need the book to remind you. And sometimes we Christians, we good people, goody good. Let's not be so good we're no good. And be so straight we lean the other way. And that don't do. But let's keep all time religion in our spirit. And in our soul. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. Well, it went right.
It went wrong.
And God looked down. And the world was corrupted.
Right.
And the devil had almost defied every family on earth but one. And he promised to the seed of the woman that Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of the world, would come. But God knew what he's doing.
You know, right.
And he had his hand on Noah. And said, Noah, he said to them sons, he said, now look here, how are you marrying?
Yeah,
amen, you're the Christ, you're the seed line. I used to read that on down, and part of them names I couldn't pronounce, and keep on going down, and I didn't know what the world was after. And that's showing the seed line from Adam to Christ.
Adam to Christ,
right. Jesus Christ was going to come.
Right.
Hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah.
I've got to hurry. And you know, God, I won't have time to preach on Noah very much. But Noah had faith in God. And if he hadn't built a good boat, he'd have sunk.
Right.
We'd have had the world as we have it now.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. But God told him right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
For look to him. Hallelujah.
Told him right.
Lord have mercy. A lot of people said, well, now he couldn't get all of that bunch in there. But bless God, he could have built a boat that took 1,000 railroads. Gondolas full of coal with it if he'd have wanted to.
Yeah, right.
God could do anything. Amen. They're worried about the whale swallowing you.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Snap heads. Amen. About the whale swallowing you. Bless God. I don't care what they said. It swallowed. When God fixed it, he fixed it.
That's right.
Amen.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Well, I've got to hurry. And the patriarchal age, such men as Abraham, God began to deal with them. God began to give them his law in a sense that they know to serve him. He said, leave your country, leave your kinfolks, and leave the gods that you're serving. Trust me a while. See how you get along.
Right.
He took him to the best land in the world.
The
glory of all lands. Bless God. Had the lightest winter, the best crops. Praise God. And as long as you serve God, that land produces when you produce.
When you serve God, it
produces. When you don't serve God, you have to lose the
family. Amen. Well, let me hear it. And Isaac and Jacob. There's Jacob. It looked like a Jacob. It looked like he was a hopeless case. He had a twin brother, Esau. Esau come in all faint. He said, I'm out of that bed. I'm run to death. Give me something to eat.
Come on, brother.
He said, I will for your birthright. He ought to have been glad. He ought to have run out and I hugged his neck and said, come in, honey. I'm glad to feed you,
his brother.
But he had his mind on gain. Amen. And he was screwed loose. Amen. His condemner had not worked. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
All right. And bought his birthright. And after all of that, he told his daddy he was Esau and got the blessing.
Yes.
Put on his coat, put on gloves. And really looks to me like a story. Wait, looks to me. I don't think he was Esau for a few minutes in that jacket.
I don't believe that.
Now that's over.
No.
Believe it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen. Well, that's a patriarch, but I don't want to show you. Wait till God runs him through the mill. Wait till God gets him straightened out. Wait till God puts him through a drill with an angel one night. He went down then to a country where he got his wives and his father-in-law and brother-in-laws was against him. Well, now, glory to God, every place we go, we're getting in trouble. Don't lay it all on the other fellow.
That's right. Don't do it.
Hallelujah.
Don't do it.
Because it may be on the other side of the fence part of the time.
It may be.
Amen.
Maybe.
But that night, when he heard that Esau was coming with 400 men, patriarchal age, yes, sir.
Yes.
Jesus had never went to Calvary, and the law of Moses hadn't been given yet.
All right.
The tabernacle hadn't been built. Yes, sir. Amen. Wow.
Think about it.
But the angel appeared to him. And he wrestled. And he wrestled all night. Day is a breaking. And the angel said, let me go.
Let me go.
Hallelujah.
Let me go.
A lot of people hold on to things to the very last minute.
Amen.
Amen. And say, the Lord said, now turn that loose. You say, well, I hope I can.
Okay.
And pray a little while longer, and the Lord said, turn her loose. Amen. And maybe we'll turn something loose. Get a little bit of victory. But here's something else. Has to be whipped. Glory to God. Daylight is a-breaking. When Moses is down there with Pharaoh said, take the frogs from me. He said, when shall I? I said, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Let me keep them tonight.
The night
with
the frogs.
Hallelujah. Amen. They want to keep their frogs overnight. Hallelujah. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. And he thawed Jacob's thigh at a joint. Couldn't run. Worse shape than ever.
Heaven face Esau.
More shape than ever.
Yeah,
right. Esau had no trouble running him down.
No.
Had no trouble catching him. Hallelujah. But you ain't supposed to run.
Hey, you're preaching it right.
You ain't supposed to run. Praise God. Amen. So he says, what's your name? And he said, I'm Jacob. But he said, your name is Israel. You prevailed. You've got power. You're a prince with God, and your sins are forgiven, in other words, and you're instated, and you're equal to Abraham, you're equal to Isaac. Wow!
Hallelujah.
Your name is Israel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Well, From that time on, he could have whooped regiments, armies,
yeah, buddy.
Anything else.
Yeah, I
didn't know Jacob ever had any war up there in Canaan until he got in the 49th chapter of the book of Genesis. And he told Joseph, he said, with my sword and with my bow. He gave him a lot above his brethren. Glory to God. All the lot of things wasn't recorded there. Hallelujah. I'm happy. I'm happy to tell you that everything's going to work out. Okay. And all right. I could preach on the law age, on the grace day, on the millennial. I better leave that alone. The new heaven, the new earth. All of those things. But I think I'll close right here. We've got the most wonderful book. We've got the most wonderful people.
That's it.
Hallelujah in the world.
That's right, brother.
They'll do more for you, go further with you. Hallelujah. Live better than anybody in the world. His old time holiness people.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're preaching it right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to shout a little bit while I feel like it.
Go ahead, shout.
Amen. God bless you.
Bless you, Lord.
Now, I may have not helped you much, but I'm going to tell you a good book. Got a good book to read. Best book in the world. It's got life in it. And it's got everybody in the world's picture in it.
Right.
Not just like me and you. You know what I mean? Our character, the picture of our lives is in here. The man that wrote that book knows just how all of us would be and put it down there. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Outstanding preaching. Let's stand. Sister Peggy plays a song. Let's gather in at the altar. Everyone that will, let's come to the altar. Let's come. Come. Let's gather in at the altar. Everyone that will, come. Let us pray. Let us seek the Lord this morning. Amen. Everyone that will, come. Come, let's fill the altars. Everyone pray. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord.
Brother Wilson preached this at the Oak Grove Church out of Springville, Indiana, while the brother Jimmy Jirrell was the pastor in April 1980. The text, the Word of God. Amen. Brother Wilson was 80 and a half years old when he preached this, and a lot of people in nursing homes, wheelchairs, and having people wait on them at this age. But yet he's still going strong and preaching great. And one of the great men of our day, and as a lot of the preachers have said in this area, will go down as the all-time great for our time of the Pentecostal church. This is Evangelist Dexter World speaking. Amen.